This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and he's giving us way too much credit.
It's an accurate description, though.
Yep, it is.
Anyway, mostly.
Mostly.
Mostly harmless.
Yep.
And joining us is our friend Steve McCaughey from the Seaplane Pilots Association. We love when he comes every year.
Yes, we do.
He's always a lot of fun.
Oh, he is. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning. It's good to be here on opening day.
Steve, yeah. I have a question for you. Can you confirm or deny the new seaplane base over in Camp Scholar that was just opened up?
Floating planes, welcome.
Yeah, we were going to do takeoff and landing competitions in the ponds over there.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, the airport is closed except for float planes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Camp Scholar is closed, but we're letting float planes in right now.
There you go. So what's hot on seaplanes this year?
Oh, man, we've got everything. So we've got, you know, this year a big focus on the firefighting. And, of course, we've got the Fireboss, which is a firefighting seaplane. But, you know, we're continuing. Membership is up. The seaplane base survived the storms from a couple of days ago.
Yeah, they didn't even notice the extra water.
Yeah, a lot of activity out there. You know, scholarships, and we're opening waterways. And we're just seeing a lot of health in the seaplane world. You know, it's really nice. It's good. Good news.
It is interesting. Now, as I was talking and when we came in, there's a seaplane in Philadelphia, which most people probably doesn't even seaplane base in Philadelphia that most people don't know about. And I actually caught a fly in there.
Yeah.
And I was talking with one of the instructors, and he said one of the things that's unique is that the river is tidal, which is something you have to take into account.
Yeah, so you've got current and tide.
Current and tide and wind and everything else. Right?
Everything else. And you're real close to the airport there, the international airport there as well.
Yeah, they say if, as long as you stay under 1,000 feet. Yep. You got to come up the river under 1,000 feet to stay under the airliners and then land.
And that's actually one of the oldest seaplane bases in the United States.
It's over 100 years old, they said.
Yeah, it's great. Great place.
Yeah. Well, here's the big question. The Commodore Barry Bridge is not far from there. Do you fly over it or do you fly under it?
No, you fly over it.
You fly over it.
Or they actually, most of the guys turned out towards New Jersey.
Okay.
And went around it.
Yeah.
But it was fun to see those little, there was a bunch of those Aventuras.
Yeah, Aventuras, a lot of Sea Rays use that base. Mm-hmm. They're trying to do some, they're going to get it fixed up, and it's not the best shoreline, best docking situation for us, but they're working on that.
Well, actually, everybody that came in was on amphib floats or an amphib, and they just taxied right up on the grass.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There's a ramp, they can come right up.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Yes, it was a lot of fun. It was fun to watch them take off.
Super.
So, got to get you down there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Hey, seriously, you ever get in a neighborhood, give us a call. We'll come down and we'll buy you a beer.
We'll point and laugh. Oh, no.
Well, we're trying to figure out. We're doing a big trip, so I've got a trip, let's see, in September we head up to Maine from Florida. So I'm actually going to go down to Key West and start at the southernmost point of the United States and then go north to the northernmost airport or place we can land in Maine. So we'll fly up the beach the entire way.
Do you need like a baggage valet? Because I'd love to go on a trip
ballast.
Like that. Yeah, ballast.
And then I think I'm coming back through Hammondsport, then over to Indiana. So I might be able to hit the Philadelphia.
Well, let us know.
And then we've got a big week-long trip for our members. Where every year we started doing these member adventures where we have half a dozen different airplanes for people to fly or more. And we do a week of amazing things. Last year we did a VIP Boeing tour, underground tour of Seattle. We flew with Ken Moore and flew all over the San Juan Islands and did all kinds of stuff. This year we're going to New Orleans for a week. We'll have casino nights. We're going to do a riverboat cruise. We're flying out to the Tabasco farm and Tabasco factory where they make Tabasco sauce. But we're actually going to go out there by seaplane and do all of that.
You know, I've always wondered, and I've never read the regulations, but what is the regulations on me just flying along in my little float plane? I go, oh, that looks like a nice lake. I think I'll land.
It depends on the state you're in.
Oh.
So some states are really friendly. In Florida, we have unlimited access for the most part. Minnesota is wide open. Wisconsin's pretty good. New Jersey, pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, New Jersey's tough on a lot of things, unfortunately.
Well, there's not a lot of lakes there. It all drains through.
Yeah, well, the shame is we were founded in Little Ferry, New Jersey in 1972, and it's one of the states that are more challenging for us, but we're working on this. The big one was Colorado. It was the only state in the Union that wasn't open to seaplanes.
At all.
It had never been open in my lifetime, And in 2012, I took it on. And we've got a couple lakes open there now, and we're working for a lot more. So we do have seaplane flying in the state that was the only state that didn't have legalized seaplane flying.
Progress is being made. And, of course, I imagine up in the Alaska area, seaplanes are way of life.
Yeah, well, there's so many places that just aren't accessible any other way.
Yeah, yeah, those guys have been having some accidents up there this year. We had one last weekend with some fatalities. So we're doing a lot of safety advocacy, you know, for the association up there. And they're starting to get invasive species issues.
Invasive seaplanes?
plants and critters in the water.
Yeah.
And so the Alaskans thought they were going to be impervious to that. They never thought anything would challenge their seaplane access. And that's some of the value of being a member is we're actually seeing, you know, where we're having to step in, again, a lot more safety training and then some advocacy to keep the waterways open because they never thought water would be challenged in Alaska.
Wow. A couple years ago, you hooked me up with a seaplane flight here on Lake Winnebago, and the one, well, besides it being incredibly fun, I was really surprised at how bumpy the takeoff run is.
It can be. It depends on the lake.
That choppy.
It depends on the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, I forget what we did that in.
I want to say it wasn't a mall. Something similar to that. That was high wing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, well, you know, when you fly with me, it'll be perfectly smooth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. You'll
you set that
up
that
ahead of
power.
Time. Yeah.
The water parts.
That's why he's the president.
That's right. He can calm the waters.
Yeah. So. Oh, okay. We'll stop there. I was going to say part the waters. But
no.
You don't want to do that.
No.
No, it's all good. Well, you know, it depends. Sometimes it's water conditions. It might be wind conditions. For the most part, it's not that rough. But
it sure was fun because he let me fly.
Awesome. There you go.
That was right.
You know, Harrison Ford knocked me from the Martin Mars when the Martin Mars was here. I was supposed to do that flight, and then Harrison knows me.
Yeah, right. I think we should call him up right now.
I was going to say.
If you're listening.
Yeah, right, right.
How many people get bumped off an airplane by Harrison Ford?
Yeah, I think that's an honor right there.
That's quite an honor in itself, you know? Wait a minute. Did he say, get off my plane?
Yeah, right. And then they threw him out.
Oh, geez.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
It's got to be challenging, though, because seaplane rating has got to be a lot more complicated than a land rating because you have to take a lot of things.
Yeah,
into
most of the land isn't tidal.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
There's no current
or
on
runway
it.
Moves.
Yeah.
Yeah. There goes the runway.
Yeah.
Well, that was 2 days ago.
Now, you know, you've got water conditions. You know, unlike a land airport, we don't necessarily have a guaranteed clear landing zone. So there could be boats in there. There could be people swimming. There can be pilings, buoys.
Junk.
Floating debris.
Yep.
There could be wildlife, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, something else I noticed there in Essington, since you're landing on a river, they actually are doing crosswind landings.
Yeah.
Which is something I wouldn't have thought about in a seaplane.
Yeah. I mean, we can do it if you need to, and you can adjust, you know, what you need to do. But, you know, from our perspective, not only is it a tremendous amount of fun, and it's like flying aerobatics. You know, I'm a passionate aerobatic pilot as well, and it really increases your skills, and every flight is different. Every landing is different. No matter how many times you've been in a lake, there's a boat in a different place. There's, you know, a flock of birds somewhere. The wind conditions are different. So every landing is completely unique. And not to, you know, kind of make fun of people that land on asphalt runways that, you know, look like highways, but, you know, it is more challenging. And we find that that's not only makes you a better pilot, it increases your stick and rudder skills, but it also keeps it highly engaged. You are not along for the ride in a seaplane. You are.
Yeah.
You really have to be on the ball, which is good.
You got to be ahead of it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Pilot proficiency there is the key.
Yeah.
What do you guys train about lakes with large flocks of geese, birds, whatever, don't land?
No, the lake is huge, and they're, you know, a little spot for the most part.
Okay.
But they're also really good at getting out of our way.
Yeah, I hope so.
I was going to say, if not, you're going to have problems with bird strikes.
Yeah, forget
branding. You like goose for dinner?
Yeah, exactly. Forget the gun. You don't need it. Just grab one out the window.
Causes a little bit of damage, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's a problem.
I imagine it could. I've seen airplanes that have hit ducks. It's not cool.
Yeah, the ducks family was upset, too.
Yeah, well.
But it's great. You know, my wife and I, so, you know, we'll go out. out to lunch by seaplane and go to our favorite restaurant. We'll go to a restaurant, you know, early for an early dinner and then go for a sunset flight and come back to the airport. We go to Sunday brunch by seaplane. You know, we do it all by seaplane.
Now, do you pull up to standard boat docks?
It depends. If there's a beach, we'll pull up on the beach, and sometimes we'll pull up to docks. It depends on where we go. And if there's a ramp, then we'll pull up on the ramp and be high and dry.
Now, you're flying a high wing, right?
Yeah, I've got a Super Cub on floats on Amphibs.
Okay, so that works real good at a boat dock. The wing is high enough to not be a problem.
Yep, and then Progressive Aerodyne has given us a long-term loaner Sea Ray that we're flying around. So we've been we took a Sea Ray to the Bahamas for 5 days and did a magazine story. That was work.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Sounds like terrible work. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Margaritas on the beach. Yeah,
sorry. The flight planning sessions were grueling.
So, you know, we're looking for new media department.
Yeah, right. Hey, I'm currently available.
I will be retired in December.
Yeah. And we work really cheap.
Yeah. We're a lot of fun to hang out with, too.
All right. Well, I want to join you, Steve, for coming in. And this is, it's always a blast when he's here.
I'm telling you, we have had so much fun today. I hate that our shift is over.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 10 o'clock.
The board op guys don't.
Neither does Tommy.
All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.